I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. While advances and setbacks in cancer research and weight loss seem to grab most of the health headlines, there is a massive healthcare problem in America that doesn't get nearly the publicity: behavioral health disorders. Nationally, about 1 in 5 adults suffer from a behavioral health condition such as depression or substance abuse. Annually, these conditions account for hundreds of billions of dollars in cost and countless broken lives. Nowhere is this burden felt more acutely than the offices of primary care physicians. Roughly 70% of visits to primary care providers are due, at least in part, to patients seeking help with psychosocial issues. That's because many patients are simply more comfortable speaking with their trusted doctor about such matters than a behavioral health specialist. This reality puts primary care physicians on the front lines of behavioral health disorders. But with this challenge comes an opportunity to better integrate behavioral health services with a trip to the doctor's office. There are different ideas on how to do this, but in Central Texas, one model that's gaining traction is placing a behavioral health specialist in clinics to work collaboratively with the doctor. And this means patients often can immediately access the care that they need if a behavioral health need is uncovered during the course of the physician visit. In turn, this should lead not only to better behavioral health care, but better overall health care, since physical disease and behavioral health issues often go hand in hand. And that's something that can give both physicians and patients peace of mind. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.